Now listen to Brandon Sanderson discussing The Gathering Storm and the Wheel of Time series.
A lot of people are curious about how I ended up writing these books. I'm a little bit curious myself, to be perfectly honest. The first I heard that I was being considered for it was when I received a phone call. I got up in the morning, I went downstairs and checked my voicemail. Out of the blue, there was a voicemail from someone who said, "Hi, Brandon Sanderson, this is Harriet McDougal, Robert Jordan's widow. I want you to call me back. There's something I want to talk to you about." I assumed it had to be a joke from my friends, right? I mean, I've been reading the Wheel of Time book since I was a kid. I picked up the first one when I was 15. First week of its publication, I had a copy of that. I've been reading them ever since. And when Robert Jordan passed away, I was grief-stricken like everyone else. We thought he was doing fine. His most recent blog post, which I'd read, was, he was very optimistic he was going to pull through. And then when we found out that he had passed away, we weren't sure how to react. And now here was his wife calling me. I hadn't applied for this or anything. Later found out that she had read some words I had posted on my website about what Robert Jordan had meant to me. And she had really been touched by those and had asked for a copy of one of my book, Mistborn, from Tom Doherty, the publisher at Tor. And he'd sent her one and she'd read that. And based off of that, that's why she wanted to talk to me. So I called her back and actually she didn't answer. And finally I got a hold of someone at Tor. And indeed it was just her asking if I was interested in finishing the Wheel of Time, taking the materials that Robert Jordan left behind and making the last book out of it. And I was dumbfounded, honestly, when I was talking to her. I really was excited. I wanted to do this. I got into writing as partially because of Robert Jordan. By reading his books when I was young, I actually studied his novels to learn how to write a book. I considered him a mentor in many ways, even though I'd never met him. I mean, I'd seen him. I'd gone to events where he'd been, but I never even talked to him. The next best thing to having him be able to finish this, in my mind, was for me to be able to work on it, because I knew and loved the series, and the characters from these books are like old friends. You know, I was one of these kind of quiet reading kids when I was in high school. I did have some friends, but my closest friends were the friends that I had in my books that I read. Matt and Perrin and Nynaeve, Gawain, these people, these are my friends from childhood. That I grew up. These are my high school buddies in many ways. And being able to go back to this as the writer, I couldn't even express how daunting yet exciting that felt to me. So afterward, I did write Harriet a letter. She took about a month making a decision, thinking about me, thinking about other authors. And then she called me back. This would be November of 2007. She called me back and said, "I really want you to do it." By December, we had a contract, and I was in Charleston picking up the notes and materials, and that's what I've been doing ever since, is working on this. I had read Wheel of Time. I'd read the first book 8 times, as I recall, and you know, I would reread the series when a new one would come out often. And so I had a good reading knowledge of the series, but that's very different from writing it. January to March of 2008, I reread the entire series, taking notes as the writer. Very strange process, I'll be honest, because half of me was reading this as a reader and a fan of the series. And as a reader and a fan, at least this is what I do, I have to extrapolate. Oh, what if this happens? Oh, will this happen? Oh, could this happen? There was the other half of my brain that was saying, "Wait a minute, you're the writer now, Brandon. What if this happens? Well, you know what will happen, and if it wasn't in the notes, you decide if it's appropriate for it to happen." And so the two pieces of my brain were having a very interesting dialogue where the author side was saying, "That's not appropriate to the story, even though you really want it," and or saying, "Oh yeah, we could do this," and the fan and the author coming together and saying, "Yay, we can do this. The notes allow for it," or there's a scene where we could do this, or even sometimes he actually said, "Do this scene," and so I could anticipate knowing it was coming when no one else could. Very, very odd experience, but very wonderful experience at the same time.
This is actually going to be not one final book, but
three.
Why is that?
The split was decided by Tom, the publisher, and Harriet, who's not only Robert Jordan's wife, but his editor for many years. They met at before, you know, they got married because of the books. So she's been editing him for long, many, many years. And Robert Jordan had been saying that this book would be big. He had been saying it would be huge. In fact, he jokingly said they're going to have to sell carts to carry it on when you come walk out of the store. It's going to be that big. We're looking at a book that was probably planned at 800,000, 900,000 words, which to give you relevance, a lot of books are around 100,000 words. It's a good normal size for many genres. Wheel of Time books average is about 300,000 words. We're talking about an outline for a 900,000 word novel. And I tried to write it as one. In fact, my goal was I approached this as one novel. That's what he wanted. And I sat down and started writing. But the sheer scope of that, 900,000 words, three times as long as a regular Wheel of Time book, was so large. And Tom Doherty started warning me pretty early, look, I know Jim said this was going to be one book, but I'm telling you what I would have told him, that it's just not feasible to be publishing it as one book. Tom seriously believes that even Robert Jordan, even if he'd been around, it would have been three books. Robert Jordan, Tom tells this story. He loves to talk about these things. Robert Jordan came in and pitched a trilogy to him. The Wheel of Time was supposed to be three books. Well, it's now been 11 books and a prequel. And a lot of times the scope of this thing, it takes a lot of work. And I don't want to cut any corners. I don't want to just slap together an ending. I want to give it the time it deserves. And the characters are all over the place. And they're slowly working back together for this conclusion. But just wasn't right to try and just ram it together like that. So I was going to write it the length that he's planning to write. I'm still writing it the length that he was planning to write. I'm not expanding it. I'm not contracting it. I'm writing it that length. And the realities of the publishing industry are that it needs to be three books at that length. I'm still hoping to convince people to publish it as a one-volume, nice hardcover omnibus at the end, but that may be unfeasible. Tom keeps saying, boy, I just don't know if that's possible, Brandon. So we'll wait and see. I'm going to keep pushing for it. But for right now, it is one book in my head, but it is going to be released in three volumes, hopefully fairly quickly.
I was lucky enough to get to interview Robert Jordan a few years ago, and he actually had listened to the audiobooks a lot and was very familiar with Michael Kramer and Kate Redding's readings. And Michael Kramer read the Mistborn series.
Yes.
What was it like for you to hear him reading your book?
It was surreal because I associate him with the Wheel of Time books. I've listened to the Wheel of Time audiobooks, and that's kind of the voice. It's kind of the voice of Rand in a lot of ways to me. His voice in some ways, and so to hear that reading my own books was very odd and very, very cool at the same time. I loved the presentation of them. It felt right to me to be hearing that voice reading my book in many ways.
And you mentioned that a lot of people ask you about what is happening with Asmodean.
In one of the middle Wheel of Time books, a character named Asmodean, who was one of the Forsaken, was killed under mysterious circumstances by who knows who. And we've been waiting books and books to find out. And with the explosion of the internet and internet fandom, this is one of these mysteries that people have spent a lot of time talking about. And it's taken on a life of its own. In fact, it's become the most asked question for Robert Jordan was, who killed Asmodean? Are you ever going to tell us who killed Asmodean? In fact, the first time I walked into Harriet's house, this is his wife in Charleston, the first time I walked in, she asked me, oh, you've had a long flight, would you like to have something to eat? And I said, no, I need to read who killed Asmodean, because it's, like I said, has this life of its own. When I first read it in the books when I was a kid reading through them, I barely paid any attention to it. But now, that's become this big question. I'm as big as interested in it as the rest of the fans. And so I can confirm that before he passed away, Robert Jordan had promised a group of fans that he would include in the final book who killed Asmodean. And I can promise that he left behind instructions on telling us who did it and how to include it in the book. And it will be in one of these three volumes. I'm not allowed to say yet which one. But we will be revealing Asmodean's killer.
To see a video of this interview, go to macmillan.com/TGS audio.